Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Vic Power. Batting second, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third, the left fielder, Luis Quizas. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Hal Smith. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wally Burnett. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Wally Burnett. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second, the center fielder, Al Smith. Batting third, the first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth, the shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Luis Quizas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quizas hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Lopez moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Caffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Caffey. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Caffey steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caffey moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skiza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skiza is 0 for 1 in the game. Skiza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caffey strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Groth. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Wynn moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The ball gets by Hegan. He chases the ball to the backstop. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeezes hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pilarczyk. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pilarczyk steals second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth throws the ball into DeMaestri who tags Caffey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Burnett covering, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive towards first. Robinson catches it and steps on first to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 3 in the game. Skeezes hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Bobby Avila. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Skeezer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward pinch hits for George Strickland. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kenny Kuhn now playing second base. Earl Averill now catching. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to second. Rance Plesse pinch hits for Wally Burnett. Rance Plesse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plesse hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Crimean now pitching. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith bunts towards the mound. Crimean fields it and throws to first for the out. Caffey moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Tom Gorman now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.